Hello and welcome to We Love Books, the show where we absolutely love books and we know you do too. On the show today, the fantastic Aoife Dooley is in the house talking all about her new book, Squid Squad. It is very colourful and very exciting and she tells us all about her new Under the Sea adventure as well as what it's been like for her to receive her autism diagnosis and how important it was for her to write books about her experience that can help others to understand and maybe relate to the way that she experiences the world. Before all that though, let's hear from the kids of the outdoor classroom in St. Patrick's National School in Kirtletown. I asked them, if they were writing a book, where would they set their story?
I would set it at my house, like the area around my house, because just outside my house I have my horses field and I love seeing them every single day.
I'd set it in the forest above my house, because there's a river and animals, so it could be good for different types of books.
If I was supposed to write a book, I would write it here or Australia. Here because, like, I'm kind of like Sydney's because I've been here for so long and I know all the places around here and I've known this place for a long time and I've seen loads of stuff. And it'll be very interesting. But Australia, it's warm, there's tons of different animals, it's like a thrill of life, and yeah.
I would set it up here because I think it just doesn't really get any better from here apart from the bad weather. But, like, there's a bunch of animals here, there's foxes, rabbits, and also if you have pets around here, there's so much space for them to run around. I would set it up here because it's kind of just a... It's magical. It's so different to anywhere else. It's like all trees, but then it's also like there's a really nice view and everything, so I'd choose here.
Well, I'd set it here because, like, it's one of the best places in the world, or I'd set it in somewhere exotic, maybe like Australia, Hawaii, something like that, because those places are also very beautiful, like with coral reefs. Like, there'd be surfing, and like also up in the mountains there'd be like the Alps and the stuff. They are very beautiful too. Like, it can, like, for something to be beautiful, it doesn't have to be like a warm sunny place. It can also be like a mountain place. So, like, yeah.
Now on We Love Books, it's time to meet our featured author, who today is Aoife Dooley, comedian, writer, illustrator, and generally all-round brilliantly creative person. Aoife found out that she was autistic when she was 27, and she tells us all about that experience, as well as what it was like to write about it in her Frankie's World books. And of course, we hear all about her latest graphic novel, Squid Squad. So let's let Aoife introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Aoife Dooley and I'm an author and illustrator and I'm from Coolock, Dublin, and I make graphic novels, so I basically illustrate and write them at the same time. I've recently just released my latest graphic novel, Squid Squad, which is based in the deep sea. Graphic novels are really for all ages, but the age range is 5 to 8. When I was a kid, it was very hard to get me to concentrate on reading, especially novels. If I opened up a novel, I'd read a couple of pages and literally the words would just go like in one ear and out the other, and just like I could never like take it in. So I think I was more into drawing, but when I discovered that I could mix the two together and make stories with pictures, and that like graphic novels were an actual thing, and you know, when I first came into kind of like realizing this, that's why I kind of got into reading more then, I think, because I enjoyed it more, the visual aspect of it.
So Aoife, how did you get into the illustration side of things?
So how I got into comics and drawing, like I always loved drawing, but like how I got into comics was my nan and granddad used to get the Herald newspaper, and there basically was this little kind of a comic strip in the back of it, and I used to read this all the time, and I didn't realise that you could get books like this until my auntie bought me Calvin and Hobbes, and I just literally was like, this is a book, I can get a book like this. And I think it was my auntie probably that introduced me to graphic novels at first. She probably has no idea she did this, but yeah, it was actually her. Yeah.
So Calvin and Hobbes was a big one. Were there any other books that were really special to you growing up?
I think growing up, even though I found it really hard to focus on reading novels. I really did like the Jacqueline Wilson novels. I think I really related to those. And one of my favourite books of hers actually was Secrets. I really enjoyed that one. It was like two different girls from two different backgrounds. So I think, and the illustrator who illustrates the pictures in her books as well, like I think that actually also is very similar to my style. It's very like just line drawn. So I think that kind of inspired me too.
To talk about your own books, is there one that means the most to you? And if so, why?
I think it would probably have to be Frankie's World because it's a personal story. So that would be very me, I think. Yeah. And it's like based on, or loosely based on my own life. So
okay.
Frankie's World basically is a story about a girl called Frankie, and she doesn't know why she feels so different to everyone else in her class. And it's only because she kind of starts to think that she's an alien, basically. And she thinks that maybe her dad might be an alien too, because she has never met him before. And she just wants to figure out why she feels so different. So this is like loosely based on my own story of basically finding out that I'm autistic, but I found out much later in life at 27, and she finds out a bit younger. And it's kind of just a story about like figuring out who you are and like accepting who you are and being happy in your own skin. And like it's a story of acceptance and friendship, I think. So
Aoife, you got your own autism diagnosis at the age of 27. What was that experience like for you, and what has it meant for you since then?
I found out that I'm autistic at 27, and it wasn't all that much of a shock because I kind of felt my whole life that something was different. And a friend of mine actually said to me, you know, I think you could be on the spectrum. You're very similar to me. You do a lot of similar things. Just look into it. And I did. And finding out was such a relief. And it wasn't even just, a lot of people think that like, oh, you're, like it's a label and this. It isn't. It's kind of like you're finding out who you are. You're able to actually have the tools to understand how you work, because my brain does work different to like other people I know, like in my family and things. And sometimes I might get tired and I might need a break and I might just need some space to myself. And without realizing that you're autistic, and if you just do these things, sometimes people might think you're weird or they might think you're lazy. And it kind of really kind of brings a home that it's like, no, this is how my body works, and I've been trying to protect myself and, you know, like keep my energy and stuff like this. So it's really a relief in that sense, because you kind of are like, okay, I understand myself more now. So what do I need to do to make myself feel even more comfortable in my own skin without kind of pushing myself too much and in certain things that were really stressing me out or giving me anxiety? So for that side of it, I think it was really beneficial to kind of understand myself, because I really hadn't got a clue before that what was going on, and it was very confusing, I think. So it's really changed my life, I think, finding out. And I never thought that writing something like Frankie's World and being vulnerable in my own experiences growing up and being bullied and how I felt would relate so much to kids now. And that, like, some kids bring this book around and it's like their comfort, it's like a teddy bear to them, like they bring it, the book is falling apart. And I never would have thought like that, like, yeah. So I think sometimes it's worth kind of figuring things out, because you don't know from talking about it how it can help other people. And that's something I never thought, like, finding this out like that would, yeah, it would go in that direction.
Frankie's World is such a fantastic book and a brilliant resource for kids. Why was it important to you to write about this topic?
I remember at the On Post Book Awards in 2019, I won the Children's Book of the Year for 123 Ireland. And one of the questions they asked was like, what do you want to do next? And I think at that time, I really wanted to do something around autism, because I just found out like the year before, and I was kind of thinking, you know, there's not a lot of books out there that represent people who are like me, and like especially girls and like women. So I think that's the one thing that really made me want to like do something on that. And also I think as well that there wasn't any books when I was growing up that I could relate to. So I really wanted to do something around this as well, and have kids kind of go, oh, this is like me. And it's like, you know, I think that was, yeah, the main thing. It was important, I think, to me to write about it, but I didn't realise how important it was at the time. And I think I processed a lot of things while writing this, and I think that's why it does come across so vulnerable in ways to kids. Like, they can relate to the bullying aspect of it and stuff. But I just think it was, I don't know, it just kind of popped into my head after this, and because I wasn't even thinking about what I was doing next, and when I was asked, it was just like, that seems like the next natural like progression, like to do a graphic novel and something around like autism. Yeah, it's been incredible, the reaction to these books, and it's kind of exceeded anything that I ever thought that it would. And I just never realized how much of a comfort it would be for certain kids. So I definitely still want to do more in this kind of like area, because I think there's more to kind of like talk about. In the last couple of years, there's a lot of illustrators and writers writing more books around autism, and it's like autistic voices too. So I think it's really important. And I think that's changed even when teachers are reading in school with their class. So they're reading this book in a classroom, and there may not be any autistic kids in the class, but they're learning about autism and what it is. And I think that's really cool, because like, I don't know, like when I was in school, it was not like that. Like there was no time to kind of learn about like different disabilities, and there was no kind of caring in it either. Like it was just kind of like that person's different. It's yeah. But now kids are learning all about these things, and it's because the teachers and librarians as well, they've made a huge difference. And it's yeah.
What advice do you have for readers understanding autism?
Listening is a big thing, and to listen to people and how they're telling you how they feel. I think that's really important, because I think we can just assume sometimes how someone's feeling and, you know, how they're presenting themselves. And with autism, you're not really sure. Like someone could look really calm and happy, but they're actually really stressed in certain situations. And I think it's just communicating and, you know, opening that up so people can feel like they can talk to you, like especially like kids in school. And yeah, I think it's like making a space kind of safe, and so they can act, and especially with like other kids in their class, like just kind of making a safe space. I think that's one of the big things for it, make people comfortable, I think.
So I'm excited to have a copy of your latest book, Squid Squad, here in front of me. It is absolutely bursting with fun and colour. What made you choose an under the sea setting for this book?
So I love random facts, and I like random facts about the sea, and I thought this would be really fun because I could also use actual facts from real sea creatures, but also create my own. So there's kind of like half real deep sea creatures in this book, and the other half I've completely made up.
What can readers expect in this book?
A lot of mischief, and basically I don't want to give anything away, a lot of mischief. There's a bad guy in it, and he's also very funny, Tornelius, and it's kind of you can expect like a lot of adventure and a lot of mystery without giving anything away. But yeah, it's essentially a book about friendship and living in this small town and these friends and how they come together to basically fight sea crime, basically. yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but that's kind of what it is, basically, in a nutshell, or a seashell.
So that's what kids can enjoy right now. But are you working on anything new at the moment? And if so, could you give us one secret word to describe it?
One secret word to describe it? Oh, okay. I am working on something at the moment, but I have not a secret word to... I think I'm going to say beef shark.
Yeah. And our last question, Aoife, that we love to ask all our authors, what are your top tips for kids who would love to write and illustrate books and graphic novels?
So my top tips for kids who want to write and illustrate is to just do it every day. It's okay if you make a mistake when you're drawing, that's all part of it, because you learn as you get better, and more practice you have, the better. If you draw every day and create every day, you will in 10 years time look back and go, okay, I know what I'm doing, and I've kind of found my process. So I think anyone who wants to get into graphic novels is just to write, take down notes, draw, bring a notebook around with you. So if you go on holidays, you can draw, like when you're away with your family, you might see something funny or see something inspiring. And I think that's kind of, you know, you're kind of getting interested by other things around you, and that's how you get ideas too. So if you're stuck for an idea, just look around you, go outside, take a notebook, and it could be something like to do with a leaf. You could end up writing a story about a leaf that you've seen and it looked a certain shape, anything. So that's the good thing about bringing a notebook. That's a really top tip, I think, of advice to do. Definitely bring a notebook, pens, and just to enjoy it, and not to kind of go, right, I want to get like a whole book written in like 2 weeks, because that's not going to happen. So it's like, you know, quality over quantity as well. So take your time, and, you know, even if it does take you a year to do, imagine how much better it's going to look after just doing it in 2 weeks. So take your time, I think, as well, is a good tip.
Well, Squid Squad is out now, and you can follow Aoife on Instagram to keep up with all of her adventures, creative and otherwise, Aoife_Dooley. Or check out her website for more info on workshops and all kinds of creative things, AoifeDooleyDesign.com.
Ahoy there.
Ah, I thought you might drop by, BookBot.
Yes, I'm a big fan of Aoife Dooley. She's really made a splash in the world of books, graphic novels and design. I wonder, would she be open to including more power-hungry, limelight-loving, egomaniac robot characters in her work?
I wonder who that description is based on.
Oh, and add very good looking to that description. You can't forget that. I really enjoyed your interview with Aoife.
Oh yeah?
It was very sophisticated.
Ah, okay. I see you've latched onto the under the sea theme. Are you personally a big fan of the ocean, BookBot?
I'm not fully waterproof, only shower resistant. But once I get some hardware upgrades, I'm going to take up scuba diving.
Sounds great.
Oh, I'll create quite a splash in the world of marine biology in my fetching wetsuit.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Would you like to hear some underwater jokes?
Always.
Why are fish so smart? Because they swim in schools. What is the strongest fish? A mussel. What kind of fish gets the most fan mail? A starfish.
Quality jokes, as always. BookBot, you've a fantastic sense of humor.
Better leave the jokes to me.
Fair enough. Tough crowd. Well, that's it for our show today. A huge thanks to everybody who helped make the programme, especially to RTE Junior's Aoife O'Neill, who did tons of behind-the-scenes work keeping everything going. And thanks to Aoife Dooley for sharing such interesting answers with us. Thanks to you, of course, our lovely listener. We hope you'll join us next month for another We Love Books. I'm Niamh Bennett.
And I'm the BookBot.
And until then,
happy reading.